A pizza and a lie down, that's how an elated Dame Valerie Adams is celebrating her bronze medal. It's the shot putter's fifth Olympics and her fourth medal, adding to two golds and a silver. Dame Valerie says this one was for her two children, both born since the Rio Games.
Well, I celebrated first by going to doping control for 3 hours. That was great because I was a bit dry. And then came back to the village and had some pizza and then enjoyed the medal ceremony with all my fellow Kiwis at the stadium. So it was a tremendous day. I had the opportunity to call my family whilst I was in doping control and just, you know, seeing just how proud they are, and an emotional day for all of us, and just to be able to bring this medal home, not only for Aotearoa, but in particular for my two little bubbas.
Yeah, so when you talk to them, did they recognise themselves on the TV when you held up their photo?
They are 2 and 3, so they have no idea what the hell is going on, but I'm pretty sure that one day that they would completely understand what's just happened. So
yeah, and
but, I was happy enough that they were on, that they came on the screen for like, that they came and spoke to me for like 1 second to a minute. Like, that's pretty good for a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old.
You looked, wow, absolutely joyful yesterday. So
yeah, absolutely. I was just elated. I was so elated, and it, people ask me, like, you know, was it a relief? Was it? Are you relieved? It's actually pure elation. Like, it felt so much more incredible than winning the gold medals. So noise. So basically, you know, that pure elation, because it wasn't a feeling of relief, but just pure joy and excitement, and you know. It was just hard to describe, but everything just came out as soon as I found out I won the bronze medal.
And I know you would have been asked this, but it's just, given what you've said about how much this medal means to you, can you explain why? Why it means more than the gold?
Why does it mean more than the gold? I guess you can thank my two little children for that. Being able to compete as a mum this time round, to be able to go through this journey in the last 5 years. From the last Olympics to these Olympics, I've had 2 children by a C-section. To overcome the changes to my body, I have aged as well, just a fraction. So obviously, you know, that's been a bit of a battle in itself, but to be able to come out and at an Olympic Games, which has been quite an uncertain Olympic Games for a lot of athletes, and just the pressures that has been on us to be able to perform here, I'm just super elated to be able to do that. It has been very different, but let me tell you, I drew so much inspiration from my 2 little babies and just looking up into the stand yesterday throughout the round and imagining their little faces watching their mother. I mean, that's what would have happened in a normal world, but we're not living in a normal world right now. So that was just pure, just magical for me, really it was.
So your fifth Olympics, Dame Valerie, how has your perspective changed, do you reckon, in terms of what you think success looks like over the years? How's your perspective changed?
This time round, I became less selfish. You have to, when you become a mother, your priorities change as well for me, because it wasn't about me anymore. It was actually about, I'd go to training, yes, you go get training done, and then when you go home, things continue. It doesn't matter how well or bad training went, you know, that morning. It was just a matter of making sure that we knew how to balance things, and, you know, it puts life into perspective.
Dame Valerie, what do you reckon your next goal is?
My next goal is to go to sleep tonight for about 8 hours. That's my, like, honestly, that's my goal right now. One step at a time.
And that was Dame Valerie Adams, bronze medal winner, Tohutoa Rauwhero, bronze medal. We could do with some more medals.